WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Taylor Reed here, coming at you live with another dose of stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy beautiful thing called life. Today, we're diving into something near and dear to my heart, finding inner strength through self-care. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, another podcast about bubble baths and face masks, hear me out. Self-care isn't just about avocado toast and manicures, it's the foundation of true resilience. Think about it, how can you show up as your best self for the world if you're constantly running on empty? Here are 5 key takeaways to remember when it comes to cultivating inner strength through self-care. First things first, recognize that self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Like a phone needs charging to function properly, you need to recharge your batteries regularly. We all have these limits, right? Pushing yourself past those limits doesn't make you stronger, it just makes you burned out and prone to cracking under pressure. You know that feeling when you're so exhausted that even making a simple decision feels like climbing Mount Everest? Yeah, that's not a sustainable way to live. Second, self-care isn't one size fits all. What works for your best friend might leave you feeling totally drained. Figure out what activities truly nourish your soul, whether it's taking a long walk in nature, reading a good book, listening to your favorite music, or simply spending quality time with loved ones. And speaking of loved ones, remember that true self-care often involves setting healthy boundaries. It's okay to say no to commitments that drain you or leave you feeling overwhelmed. Remember, you have the right to protect your energy and prioritize your well-being. Ever feel like you're constantly saying yes to everyone else but forgetting to say yes, to yourself? Setting those boundaries is a game changer. Next up, let's talk about mindfulness. This doesn't mean you need to become a meditation guru overnight. It simply means paying attention to the present moment, noticing your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. Taking a few minutes each day to practice mindful breathing can help calm your mind, reduce stress, and increase your sense of self-awareness. Finally, remember that self-care is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel like you're crushing it and days when you feel completely off track. The key is to be kind to yourself, celebrate your wins, and learn from your setbacks. We all have those days, right? Don't beat yourself up over them. Just pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're facing a big deadline at work, a mountain of laundry is piling up, and your social calendar is packed. You're feeling stressed, overwhelmed, and like you're constantly running on fumes. Sound familiar? But wait, what if instead of letting yourself spiral into burnout, you took a few minutes to prioritize self-care? Maybe you put on some calming music, take a short walk outside, or simply sit down with a cup of tea and enjoy a few moments of quiet reflection. Even small acts of self-care can make a world of difference in helping you manage stress, regain your focus, and feel more grounded. So remember, my friends, taking care of yourself isn't just a luxury, it's a necessity. By prioritizing self-care, you're not only investing in your well-being, but also strengthening your resilience, allowing you to navigate life's challenges with grace and power. Let's recap the main takeaways from today's episode. Remember that self-care isn't selfish, it's essential for your overall well-being. Figure out what activities truly nourish your soul and make them a priority in your life. Set healthy boundaries to protect your energy and time. Practice mindfulness to cultivate a sense of calm and awareness. And most importantly, remember that self-care is an ongoing journey. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your wins, and keep moving forward. Now, go out there and rock your world with newfound inner strength. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of stoic wisdom. And as always, let me know your thoughts on social media. I love hearing from you guys. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.